And that's discussion regarding update on certification on ethics for the transition board. Sylvia?
Since we last met, I've requested some information from our city secretary, Susan Hill, and she did work diligently to try to get us the information that we needed. But unfortunately, one of the options was to be able to take the course by DVD that we can provide you with, but the DVD had to be edited. And then online, there was a video also of where you could go and log on and take the course yourself, but also she found that that video needed to be edited, so that put us behind. We do have a DVD to provide you if you would like to take one home. We can sign it out to you, to each of those that need to take it, but we will need the DVD back. And of course you can go online and look for it. It is ready to view. And then you, upon completion of the training, submit the required forms as necessary.
The other option is what, reading this and signing the form, or no?
No, you can watch the DVD.
All right, so this is just backup.
This is just backup.
Okay.
And here's your code of ethics form. Here's a booklet to back up for information, like when you have your financial foreclosure statements. The booklet will provide you the reasons and the hows of what to provide on the form. And I just put this on your side of your booklet, so this is the most updated.
Okay.
The form's in there, right?
Yes, everything's in there.
It's a fill-out for the financial.
Yes, and it gives you explanations to questions you might have.
All right, so we'll watch the video.
Okay.
So we'll all be fighting for to get in.
Each of y'all can get one if you want one. This was a housekeeping issue that should have been done in January, and the rules to this is that you must do it within your first 30 days of being appointed. Unfortunately, it wasn't done in January, so we must do this within 30 days.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay.
All right, thank you. So that was just discussion, so that's good.
Sylvia, I have a question. Sylvia, that form, the ethics certificate, is that has an expiration date?
It's as good as it's good for the term that you are on the board. So let's say you leave our board next year, and then you sign up again next year. 6 months later, I guess you have to do it again. That's pretty much my understanding.
Okay.
So those of you who have taken the course already during this term, your paperwork's still valid.
All right. All right, nothing else. We'll move on to item number 6. Discussion regarding update on Open Meetings Act training.
Okay. The information is provided here on this page. I myself have taken the course. It's 1 hour, and you can print up your certificate and please submit it to Susan. It is a 1 hour course. Very easy to take.
oag.state.texas.us.
And it'll print out your certificate immediately.
Oh, good.
On your financial statements, please make sure it is notarized. Susan, our city secretary, is a notarized certified person, notary, and she will do it for you, but you cannot sign the paperwork unless you're in front of her. So, you know, if you plan to go with Susan.
Okay. All right, so that covers items 6 and 7.
This, too, has to be taken within 30 days.
All right. So now what we'll be doing over Thanksgiving. All right. Item 8, discussion on action regarding staggered terms for transition board members.
This is also another housekeeping issue.
She already covered 7.
That should have been done in January. We are supposed to have 2-year terms for our board members. And for this we are requesting that 3 board members, and the one position that applies to this would be Barry's, would be, since he just stepped down, would be that his position and 2 other board members agree to do a 1-year term, which would be completed on January 31st, 2013. No, 13.
13, it would end on 13.
Yeah, 31st. 31st.
We're
in 13.
Yes. It will end next month on the 31st. That
all
one year
have
term.
To say
December
31st. That.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. January.
Oh, I'm sorry. December 31st.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Oh, no. I apologize. It's December 31st, the 1 year term.
All right. Do we need to make a decision now? Or?
Yes.
Okay.
And then after that, we will have a staggered term of 2 years for everyone.
All right.
This did not apply to.
How many people have to make positions?
We need two for 1 year.
Because
four
there's.
For 1 year.
Yeah, because there's an open position, so that would be the third.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
For 1 year?
Okay, so we have one. You go for 1 year, or what about you?
I think I'd go for 1 year.
Okay, because you're doing a lot of traveling and all that. All right, so we have...
So,
would you prefer 1 year?
Well, we have two already, so...
Okay, I'm guessing 2 years.
Well, does he want to do 1 year?
No, well, that's why I'm saying if you want it, that's fine. It's up to you.
Will you take it?
1 year?
If you want it.
To end on the 31st of December. Now, would you like to sign up to be for the 2 year term?
All right, so Susan and then Bill for 1 year. Okay. I mean, Ann Wise. All right, Ann Wise. You sure? Okay. And Bill Donahue will be the 1 year term.
Oh, Susan's coming in to help us with this.
There you go.
Yeah, just to make it clear, we're doing this to stagger the terms. So the terms that will expire at the end of this year, December 31st, is up for renewal for another 2 years. So even though you may be volunteering for your term to end this year, it doesn't mean that you won't be reappointed next year if you so desire. So I just wanted to make that clear.
We'll sign you up for two more, so you'll be here forever, man.
Right. So I'll be sending out reminders to you guys. This is just to have a staggered effect, to be in compliance with the rest of the committees that we do have.
You just did the opposite of what you wanted, Red. All right. Let's go at it. All right. So Bill Donahue and Wise will be on the 1 year term, and then with the open position, that would complete the three. Okay? All right, so this is a discussion on action. So, all those in favor?
Aye.
Those opposed? All right, motion carries. Thank you.
As Mary Kay's walking up here, I want to acknowledge her for the great job and hard work she did. Making this happen for us, and she's going to discuss what she did.
Okay, thank you very much.
Carlos, can I get the overhead, please?
Okay. All right, let's take... Hold on. All right, as we enter the marketing area of our agenda, we will be ending the video stream portion of our meeting. It is still an open public meeting. It is still being recorded on audio tape. This does have the approval of the city attorney and still complies with the Open Meetings Act. So are we off the air? Okay.